Here we are, new year, same me, but different. Yeah, I'm better, obviously. I sound better, you know. It's fucked up. Last time I was sick, still a little congested, but that's how I go. It's a little sick. Took about a week for that shit to flush itself. And I was like, all right, cool, I'm good. Then I wake up yesterday morning, New Year's Eve, and I'm sick again. Motherfucker, this time it's the stomach shit. So on and off that toilet, in and out of that bathroom. Like, it was, I ain't do nothing. I ain't get to eat my liver, drink my Bel Air. I ain't get to do none of that shit because of shit. Everybody, what'd you eat? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I ate. I ate so much shit on Saturday. Hell, I don't know. I ate so much shit, but I ate a myriad of items that could have been. Might have been that chicken salad. I don't know. Either way. But I'm better now. Like I said, it's new year, new me. But different. It's January 1st. You know, we here. We made it. We survived. When the enemy came in to take our lives, God lifted his hands up to be our protector. No weapon formed shall prosper against us. I made it this far by faith. That's Hezekiah Walker again. Yeah. 2023 was a year. It was a time. It was a time. I'm going to go long on this one, I can tell. Because this is a recap type thing. But we're going to see. I don't know. Who knows? 2023 was cool. I felt myself get back to where I needed to be. That's my heater in the background because it's chilly downstairs. I'm about to burp. I'm just waiting for it to come up. Here it comes. Hold on. Excuse me. But yeah, 2023 was decent. I can say this shit now because it's kind of fizzled out. When I was making those transition posts and trying to figure shit out and all that shit, and talking about work, that's because work was fucking up. I had a manager that was basically out to get me. And it was crazy. Like, no matter what I did, it was a damned if I do, damned if I don't situation. A few people that's listening, you know, they know, like, the intensity of the situation. Like, motherfuckers would be like, what are they doing? And they'd be like, nah, I didn't do nothing. Like, it was very, very fucked up. And, like, it was really fucking with me. Like, I dealt with that shit for a year and a fucking half. Like, I was... like, they were legit trying to find things. Like, they were looking for things to pin on me just to get rid of me just because I wouldn't comply or wouldn't agree or wouldn't just get in line and all. Like, for what? No. If I don't like some shit, I'm gonna speak up. The fuck you? What the fuck? And then you try to go to, like, their manager to voice some concerns, and they're saying shit like, well, you know, if your manager tells you to do something, you kind of have to do it. In what fucking world? Fuck out of here with that dumb shit. But, you know, what goes around comes around, and this situation has worked itself out. Things are better now, so, you know, it's been better. It's been a lot better. It's been a lot better at work, and I was, like, I was willing to remove myself from that place of business, and I've been there all over 10 years. It'll be 12 years, Lord willing, knock on wood, in April. Like, that's the longest I've ever been somewhere. You know, you hear about the stories about people, you know, going from company to company and not staying in one place or being stagnant and all that shit. But if you have a company like this, one of those, you know, Fortune 100 companies, you know, Fortune 50, shit, one of those top 10 companies that motherfuckers want to work for. I don't even know if they're top 10, but still, you know, they have a lot of opportunity out there, a lot of things you can do. But it's amazing how one person can fuck all that shit up. But I'm, like I said, I'm much better now. It was rough. It was a rough situation. But hey, one thing that our SVP told us, he was like, if you have a situation like that with a manager and y'all just ain't getting along, the best thing you can do is make sure your work is tight. As long as your work is tight, they can't take it from you. And that was one thing I always made sure of. I had my shit together. They could never say anything. They could try to do whatever they want. It never worked out. You can try and look and do whatever, but I remember they tried to get caught up in some shit once, and I was telling people, and they was like, do they know who they messing with? You are one of the most tightest people. I was like, yeah. When I worked at T-Mobile, my manager at the time, and I hated that fucking job. Oh, my God, I hated that job. This was back when Apple, the iPhone, was only with AT&T, and I had it. But I needed a job, so I started working at T-Mobile store. And they used to not like me using my phone on the floor. People would come in the store and be like, how you got an iPhone and work at T-Mobile? Exactly. So you, is it unlocked? No, that's way AT&T. What? How do you do that? And one manager, one of the assistant managers, he came up. He's like, hey, you know, if you need to use your phone, can you, like, use it off the floor? Get the fuck out of my face with that stupid shit, please. All these other motherfuckers is using their phone. I can't use. Get the fuck on. Bye. But then my manager, he was cool, brother. And he was like, we were talking one day because it was just me and him. It was like a Saturday. So it was slow. And we were just like standing outside, getting some air, chilling. And he was telling me about, you know, how to move up and move around. He knew. He was like, look, I know you don't like working here. I know it. I know you don't like this. I know you trying to do some things. That just in the meantime, if you can just keep your shit tight, just remember CYA. And I was like, CYA? Yeah, cover your ass. CYA. As long as you do that, if you do that for me, I'll help you. I was like, all right, cool. And that was it. And I've taken that with any job I've been in, any position, any role. And I'm being granted, this was 2009, 2010, and I've been in Georgia since 2008. And I only had, a couple of jobs. But still, like, that's, even with this company, I've always kept that. Like, as long as my shit is tight, they can't get me caught up in shit. And that's always how it's been. But that worked out. Things have been a lot better. Q4 was pretty cool. I got back to traveling randomly. I got back to doing a lot of stuff and just having my time back. I got a much better schedule. They tried to saddle me with this fucked up ass 3 to 11 p.m. schedule. Imagine 3 to 11 and you single. Ain't got no kids, and you live in Atlanta, Georgia. By the time you want to do shit, this shit is over. And it's like, nigga, ah. It's cool though. I got a new schedule now. My shit is 11 to 7, nigga. Oh my God, I do be a little tired sometimes, just because it's like in the day. But you know, I can take a little nap or get off early, move around. But it's cool. Like I said, I'm gonna get my shit done, and you know, it's been great. It's been great. Things have been cool, you know. I like it. So yeah, it's been a decent year. I remember I listened to my 2022 joint before this one, just to like get some information on what I was talking about. I talked about my vision board a lot on that joint, and it had a lot of stuff on there. Financial revolution, you know, thick ass Delta, stuff like that. Things have been decent. A new beginning has occurred with this position, you know, and, well, not this position. Well, yeah, with this situation, as far as my job. I had a thick ass country Delta on there. And interestingly enough, I actually met a Delta whose country is shit. But she, it didn't work out because she likes the country and wants to stay there. And I'm like, oh, this ain't going to work out. But I mean, you know, hey, it happened. It manifested. It's crazy. That shit went down. I made another vision board kind of along the same lines of just enjoying experiences and doing stuff like that. I always wonder when it comes to a new year, you know, I have my things that I plan to do, you know, like Brunch Fest is coming up, the Q, you know, obviously I'm going to be in Chicago here and there. There's some other trips I want to take. I'm supposed to turn 40 this year. I'm supposed to, Lord willing, inshallah. You know, I want that to happen. And my 40th birthday, I have a costume party planned. So, yeah, I'd love for that to happen. But then it's like other stuff, like I wonder what song or what music is going to be like that song this year. Like, clearly last year, Ski and Pound Town were just going everywhere. Larry June had a great year, though. I saw him. I saw Robert Glasper, too. I'm supposed to see him in the next few weeks. I got to buy some tickets. Yeah. Just like what songs are going to be popular, who's going to be popping, that type of shit. And then on the other side, it's like, I wonder what women, I wonder what women I'm going to deal with this year. Maybe I'll find, you know, somebody I don't mind dealing with getting on my nerves and just because I see a bigger picture with that. But then at the other side of that, it's like, it's interesting how I'm the, what did I say earlier last year? Like, I'm the problem. I remember saying that I'm the problem. I'm the one with all the issues. Yeah, I hear that shit. And then it was like spinning the block and all that types of shit. But then I look at relationships and other people's relationships. Like, you've heard me talk about my parents' shit, you know, and other people's. Like, I realize misery likes company. Misery loves company. And most of the folks I know that are in relationships, well, I don't want to say it like that. That's crazy, but I'm just going to say it. They not happy. Because they've settled for somebody that they thought was good, or they just really needed desperately for somebody, or at that time it sounded good, and here we are to, and you locked in and you're not in a good place. Like, that shit is real, and that's scary. Motherfuckers always be wanting to blame me. Somebody actually tried that shit. Tell me, like, you know, at some point you got to look at yourself. I'm not the fucking problem. I know I had a podcast about that shit, but I give motherfuckers chances. But it's always interesting, the people that say shit like that, or what's wrong with you? What's going on, Torrance? Or what's the problem? Maybe you need to look at yourself. And I look at them and their situation, I be like, yeah, you've lost your mind, but it's cool. I'm going to let you cook. Keep talking. You just want to hear yourself. I can tell what you got going on. Ain't, you know, okay. Sure. All right. I hear you. But then on the other side of it, I have people that tell me, older people, they be like, hey, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because you're doing it the right way. You living your life, you're making the right decisions, you're doing what you need to do, and hey, that's all you can want for it. That's all you can ask for. Like, I'm not lonely. I guess that's the misconception. Like, I'm not lonely. Like, I'm not longing for somebody, just anybody. And I feel like a lot of motherfuckers do that shit. They just want somebody. They don't care who the fuck it is or who gives them that attention. That's fucking madness. Fuck you, fuck that, fuck all of that shit. Nah, I'm good. I want what's mine, and I'm going to know what's mine when I get it, because I'm going to be like, nigga, this is for me. Yes. Until then, I'm cool. Motherfuckers try. People have tried to put me in so many boxes. It ain't going to work. You just got to let me. I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly, baby. That's it. That's how it works. But I just wonder, like, what women I'm going to entertain this year are going to try to entertain me. I've had some experiences. I've really had some moments over these years. Last year, a couple. Yeah. There was one. Yeah. I had some good moments, some good times. Some good, solid times. Yeah. I'll leave it like that. I had my 20-year class reunion. That was dope. Shout out to class of 03, everybody out there. You know, our time is 2023 was a decent year if you was class of 03. I got to see everybody's pictures, not just, you know, West Aurora's, but I got to, every time somebody from that class would post some shit, I get excited. I'd be like, it's a lot of us out here. Motherfuckers is out here doing it. This year's 04. I mean, they can try, but, you know, it ain't the same. But, yeah, I planned my shit. It was a good time. It was a good fucking time. Black alumni, it was 2023. And it was funny because a lot of motherfuckers said they wasn't going, but everybody that went had a good grown-up-ass time. A good grown-up-ass time. Yeah. Then, of course, you had the queue. That was cool. I got to hook up with an old friend. I ain't seen my man Hood in a minute. And it's amazing how things work out, you know, because I was supposed to catch a flight, did not catch the flight because I missed it, of course. And he was available and we kicked it. And it was just like old times. Saw his mama. They cooked some. Ooh, they fried some corn, Lord. Ooh. Ooh, it was so good. Lord have mercy. They fried corn, had some fried. Oh, my. It was a Sunday. dinner that just, after, it's one of those Sunday dinners you eat and then you just sit on the couch and pass it. Oh my God, it was so great. But it was a decent time. It was a decent time. Caught that next flight back, you know. Yeah, that was, it was, it was a decent year. I'm thinking back, I had my fish fried. Y'all heard about that. That was a good time. Just when you realize, like, when you plan a party, when you host a party, like, I see my parents do it every year for, like, Memorial Day and Thanksgiving, and they host all these people at the house. And, you know, there's hardly a time that they ever just sitting down and doing whatever. But then I think about, that's family. So it's like everybody knows where everything is. No, ain't nobody asking for shit, looking for shit, because everybody knows it's different. But when it's a bunch of motherfuckers in your shit that you ain't never been in your shit, that it's new to your shit is, and they all over here in it and shit, and it's like, okay, I don't know. The only time I sat down was like at 4 o'clock in the morning after the last person that left, after I cleaned up as best as I could, after I just actually could just sit down and chill and breathe and be like, wow, that really happened. Not like it was a bad thing, just like, wow, I really had people at the house. I did notice it was a lot of male. It was very, very man-heavy. It was a lot of niggas here. And I was like, shit, do I not know any women? I got to change that. I mean, I invited chicks, they ain't come. All the chicks I know be busy and shit. Yeah, kids. I guess that's what it was. Most of them. Or at least I'm trying to do them. I don't know. No, you know, it's, I don't know. It's different, you know. Something like that, something to think about. But now, for this year, you know, like I said, I have some ideas on shit I want to do. I want to travel some more, of course. I want to pick that back up. I got my global entry popping, so I'm good, you know. I just got to renew my passport. I got to send that shit off. I'm going to do that this week. I want to read. I got my finally finished. Matter of fact, I'm going to read some of that Malcolm X book tonight. I'm going to do that shit because ain't nothing on TV. And I could watch this show, but I'll watch that shit later. But I need to finish those books, read some old books. And, you know, that's my thing. I want to read some more, ride my bike when it gets warmer, do some more, just shit for me. Stop listening to motherfuckers. There are people that I've not spoken to in legit a year. Like, the last time I spoke to these motherfuckers or reached out was January last year. And I pay attention to shit. It's one of those things where I said I'm going to stop doing, right? I'm not being the person to do some shit first. Like, nah, like, I know everybody got lives and shit's going on and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I hear you. And it's different for motherfuckers, you know, when they are, oh, shit, gassy as hell. It's different for motherfuckers, you know, that got shit going on and you can tell, but, you know, they still make efforts and do shit like that. And, like, I have those types of people. Like, I know that, you know, no matter, you can reach out and say what's up and shit like that. But there's other motherfuckers that be like, why am I always the one doing some shit? I'm going to change that. Or motherfuckers who you just are exhausting and they've been this way for years. And it's like, what's the point? Like, what's the fucking point? What's... Because at some point, like I've said this before, you got to change, you got to evolve, you got to mature, you got to grow. And a lot of people just are happy with where they are. And it's like, okay, all right, sure, do your thing. And these are the folks I'm realizing I'm going to start limiting my presence. I'm going to start limiting who I am. Like, it's not about get on my level type shit, but it's just like I'm really trying to get my shit in a decent place. Like I talked about last year, you know, a lot of things hinge on work and a lot of things hinge on these other things. And, you know, when you're outside of these crazy situations and you're intentionally putting yourself in these other situations, you want them to go a certain type of way. You want to feel a certain type of way. And when they don't feel that way, it's like, why the fuck am I here? What the fuck is going on? I don't need this. I don't fucking need this shit. You know what? Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. And that's legit. Don't even worry about it. That's where I'm at. Like, don't even worry about it. It's cool. You got it. It's cool. Don't worry about it. Mm-mm. And I find myself, like, it was a... I was at work. We were joking about something. And somebody was supposed to do some shit, and they didn't do it. And I was like, yeah, you're supposed to do that shit. He's like, oh, man. I said, you know what? Don't even worry about it. And somebody's back like, oh, shit. The nigga say that shit. You know what that means. I just started laughing because it's like, don't even worry about it. It's cool. Don't even worry about it. Because pretty much at that point, it's like, you know what? Fuck it. No, it's cool. Don't act. for me, it's like, don't ask me for nothing, don't expect nothing. It's, I've written you off. And that's really where I'm kind of at with a lot of things and a lot of people and a lot of stuff. It's just like, don't even worry about it. It's cool. It's cool. You ain't got to worry about it. Don't even. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. We good. You know what? You keep doing your thing, because guess what I'm going to do? My thing. So don't even worry about it. I got to update my 2024 list. I got to knock some shit out. I hope I get to travel like a lot. Knock on some more wood. Hope I get to like get back into that, doing that shit. And it's just, yeah, I got some shit I want to do, some shit I want to see, some places I need to go, some places I need to be. I didn't want that to rhyme, but it just happened that way. So, word. But yeah, man, 2024 is here. I guess since last year was the Mike year, is this the Kobe year? Is this the Kobe year? I don't know. But yeah, it should be for a good year, I hope. I hope no world pandemic shit. I mean, we got wars all over the place, and that's exhausting, but, you know, I don't know, man. I don't fucking know, goddamn it. You know, one thing I hope remains is just, I just continue to just enjoy what I can enjoy and do what I can do to make this a great situation. This house is still standing. It's still in my name. I hope that happens. You know, there's a few bills I'm scheduled to pay off this year. I hope that shit happens. I just hope just for a lot of good, positive shit to happen. That's just it, you know. Yeah, that's the mood. Yeah. I like that. Word. Let's go. I don't like when I say let's go. Let's go. Like, that's silly as shit. No, but yeah, I just hope some shit works out. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, word. That's better. Yeah, word.